This is Health Matters, discussing dietary supplements.
That's a big subject these days. Where do we start?
We can start with the multivitamin, the first supplement product to hit the U.S. market back in the late 1950s. And by the 80s, multivitamins were big business. People were taking multivitamins to ensure they got the nutrients they needed, a need increasingly identified by nutrition science and promoted by manufacturers. In recent decades, people have been drawn to the multivitamin to make up for inadequacies in the industrialized food supply and to make up for a lifestyle that precludes eating three balanced meals a day. Today, approximately half of the adults in this country take supplements, and the most common one is the multivitamin.
Vitamin science began in the early 1900s when certain substances in food were identified as vital to human health. The term vitamin was coined to describe these substances that were found to be so vital. Soon, laboratories around the world were investigating the nature of the substances called vitamins. During World War II, the work of synthesizing vitamins began. Within a decade or so, full-scale commercial production brought the multivitamin to the consumer.
That's when health food stores began to proliferate. Synthetic vitamins and multivitamin formulas were a major source of their business. Today, there are more than 50,000 dietary supplements available to consumers, and they can be purchased just about everywhere, from health food stores to supermarkets, pharmacies, and even 7-Eleven-type stores.
Dietary supplements have come a long way since the basic multivitamin pill. People shopping for dietary supplements these days are looking for vitamins, minerals, fiber, fatty acids, amino acids, probiotics, antioxidants, and all sorts of herbal compounds. It's a wonder that in the United States, dietary supplements are still defined as food. Elsewhere, they are often classified as drugs or other types of products, which brings up the snarly subject of federal regulations and whether dietary supplements actually deliver what their labels claim.
That's a key question for sure. The FDA used to tightly regulate dietary supplements, but the 1990 Nutrition Labeling and Education Act drastically changed that. Today, dietary supplements include herbs or similar nutritional substances and expanded the category to include enzymes, glandular products such as hormones and steroids, and mixtures of these substances, and pre-market approval standards became less stringent.
There's another key question, one that's even more basic, I think. Do we really need dietary supplements? Dietary supplements are supposed to provide nutrients we are lacking, or may be lacking, in sufficient quantities to keep us healthy.
A growing body of experts say that healthy people who eat a balanced diet and get sufficient exercise do not need vitamin supplements at all. At the same time, experts acknowledge that the quality of industrially grown produce is lacking essential nutrients, one reason being that soil quality has been drastically depleted by the application of chemical fertilizers and pesticides. Foods derive much of their nutrient content from the soils they grow in.
A 2004 study compared the nutrition content of that year's crops with 1950 levels. Declines in crop nutrition were found to be as high as 40%. Other studies found that magnesium content in vegetables had declined from 25 to 80%. Has this decrease of magnesium in the food supply impacted human health?
According to the National Institute of Health, magnesium deficiency is rare in the United States population. At the same time, they claim we don't get as much as we should.
DrAxe.com claims that magnesium deficiency is dramatically underdiagnosed because magnesium doesn't show up in the blood test. Only 1% of our body magnesium is stored in our blood. The majority of it is stored in our bones. Dr. Axe is a wellness physician with a radio show, a health blog, and an online supplement store. So one hesitates to take his word as gospel.
At the same time, many health challenges are linked to magnesium deficiency, including type 2 diabetes, heart attacks, hormone imbalance, fibromyalgia, tension, migraine headaches, and chronic fatigue. Would a magnesium supplement help prevent these conditions? Stay tuned. Next week, we'll explore this question.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California. produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Emily Marshall, Toshana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.